eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting your lineup set for Fantasy Week 6 right now on FFT and 5. And let's go through the headlines. I'm Adam Azer with Keith Cummings. That's not a headline, but this is. Andy Dalton's going to start. No Jameis Winston this week, but Chris Olave unlikely to play. No Landry, no Olave, no Michael Thomas. T. Higgins in that same game is also a game-time decision. So other than Jamar Chase, are we starting any wide receivers in this Saints-Bengals game?
Tyler Boyd would be my next favorite wide receiver in this game, assuming that T. Higgins is out. If there's no Higgins, then I would view Boyd as a low-end number three wide receiver. Callaway and Traquan Smith, both low-end number fours, really desperation flexes.
If Higgins plays, given what we saw last week, where would you end up ranking him?
He will be in the low end number two range. It's just too much upside probably to sit, but there's certainly some risk.
You'd start, say, a Gabe Davis over him?
I would.
But not a Juju?
No.
Okay. What do you think this does for Taysom Hill with the top three wide receivers being out?
I don't think that I have any way to accurately judge Taysom Hill on a week-to-week basis. We don't have any idea what to know about this role that doesn't exist for any other team and when it's going to be good or not. If you have a tight end that isn't awful, start that tight end. If you don't, start Taysom Hill.
All right, well, Kyle Pitts is going to play. So what do you think? And Keenan Allen is probably not going to play. So
I would start Everett and Pitts over Taysom Hill in full PPR. I would start Hill over both of them in non-PPR.
Okay. But do you not think, just in a general sense, that Taysom Hill has to be a pretty big part of the game plan, given how compromised they are at wide receiver this week?
I don't know that the wide receivers will impact Taysom Hill.
Okay. I don't mean as a receiver. I just mean he needs touches.
Right. Yeah. Right. I don't know that there is a pattern to his usage, but it is possible that them not having their wide receivers will mean that they call more run plays for Taysom Hill.
All right, let's review what we talked about yesterday in our bonus podcast. No Cam Akers this week. Daryl Henderson likely to start, just assuming he'll start against the Panthers. Jonathan Taylor and Nyheim Hines are out, which puts Deion Jackson and Phillip Lindsay, who combined for 7 catches last week in an overtime game, puts them in play. So what do you think about the running back situations for the Rams and the Colts?
You know, I think we've got several guys here that are low-end number two running backs, and Phillip Lindsay might be a high-end flex. They aren't great options, but I would start Daryl Henderson and Deion Jackson over both of the Cowboys, over J.K. Dobbins, over both of the Jaguars. They're low-end number two running backs. I'd start them over Melvin Gordon.
Would you start either of them? That's Deion Jackson, Daryl. Oh, who do you like better, by the way, Henderson over
Henderson.
Jackson? Would you start Henderson or Jackson over the number two Bengals wide receiver, if that's Higgins or Boyd?
Yes.
In any format?
Yeah.
Okay. Damian Harris is going to be a game time decision. So we love Ramondre Stevenson. Love Ramondre Stevenson right now if Harris doesn't play. And he's not expected to play, but there is a chance. If he does play, I can't imagine you're going to have a lot of faith in Harris. Where would you rank Stevenson if Damian Harris plays?
He would move down into that Henderson, Deion Jackson range, but I would still start him over those guys.
All right. Now, most of this stuff is 1 o'clock start, so you should be able to get those lineups set early and feel good about it. We only have 3 4 o'clock window games: Arizona, Seattle, Carolina, and the Rams. Buffalo and Kansas City. On Sunday night, Dallas is at Philadelphia. There will not be a Dak Prescott sighting in this game. He'll be on the sideline. So it'll be Cooper Rush again, and CeeDee Lamb is expected to play. Wandale Robinson is expected to play. More of a stash than a start, right?
Yes.
And Rashad Bateman is out, so Devin Duvernay. How do you like him this week?
Oh, I think he could step up in a big way. Be one of those guys that, you know, like you didn't really think was going to be that great, like an Oscar Gonzalez, and in the right moment just steps up and makes a big contribution to your win.
Yeah, well, that's three times he's done that now. That's Heath being a jerk. But anyway, where are you gonna rank Devin Duvernay?
Mid-range number two wide receiver.
Oh, okay. So quite confident in him.
I feel good about it. I like the way they manufactured touches for him. I expect a couple of rush attempts, and it's really just him and Mark Andrews in the passing game. Has a chance to score on just about any play because he plays with Lamar Jackson.
Gonna read some questions here on YouTube from Hazel or Hazal. Start Deion Jackson or Michael Carter?
Deion Jackson.
Chris Godwin or Christian Kirk? Very religious
that
question.
That one is very, very tough, but I'll go with Godwin.
MVS or Alex Pierce? Alec Pierce, pardon me. Half PPR.
Both number three wide receivers, but I prefer Pierce.
Zeke Elliott or Darius Slayton?
Zeke.
Okay. And DJ Dallas or Rashad White?
I will go with Rashad White.
Pick two, Brandon Ayuk, Devin Duvernay, Michael Gallup, Alex... Why do I keep saying that? Alec Pierce.
I will start, I like the way he spelled Duvernay. Duvernay and Pierce.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Good luck. We'll talk to you after the games, about 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. We'll talk to you. Go to youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday for the live stream or just listen to the podcast. See ya.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy Conrad, your favorite former U.S. men's national team player and the host of the Call It What You Want podcast, and I'm here to tell you that Vuori is a versatile clothing brand that speaks my language. It's inspired from the coastal California lifestyle, just like me. Its products stand the test of time, just like me. And also just like me, it endeavors to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives. Vuori gear is designed to look great in everyday life while also being perfect for any workout activity. I'm currently rocking the men's Sunday performance jogger, and don't let the name deceive you. You can wear these babies any day of the week and in any situation. I'm talking going to the office, running errands, the gym, whatever your heart desires, because Vuori is an investment in your happiness. For our listeners, they are offering 20% off your first purchase. So get yourself some of the most comfortable and versatile clothing on the planet at Vuori.com/sports. That's Vuori.com/sports. Not only will you receive 20% off your first purchase, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75 and free returns. Again, go to Vuori.com/sports and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.